and sat down with me and give me your experience of what you heard in Oxford, what you seen, and the progress. So, will you give me your name, address, and where you live, and age?
My name is Hazel Winston Olson. I live
Wrong with your name.
My name is Hazel Winston Olson. I live at 124 Webb Place, Oxford, North Carolina.
Your age?
My age is 83 years old.
The date?
Today.
The date you was born?
I was born in September the 12th, 1912.
Okay. Mr. Irvin, what's your date and the place you live? What street you live on?
I live on Gravy Place. And my age is 75.
And your date you were born in?
And I was born April 30th, 1920.
Mr. Winston, tell me what they call the area you live in.
They call that area Camp Town.
Do you ever know where it came from? When you was born, it was Camp Town.
Well, they claimed that the Indians was down in that section, and that's where they come from, because the Indians had made rocks and things down in that bottom.
Did you, when you was a kid, you played that branch?
Yes, I did.
You know what you're talking about?
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
Did you think so too, as artifact?
Yes, I did. I sure did.
Okay, I know a white man owns some land, and that's probably why he bought it. And what, tell me, describe the rocks. And I can tell you when I was going down there. When I was going to grade school, we didn't have clay. We would go out back, and in that branch, we would get stuff out that looked exactly like clay, and you could do the same thing with it. But no, see, I was young, like first, third, fourth, and fifth, and I didn't know. And the teacher didn't tell us why it was clay in there. And you know, I wish they had or did a history on it, because it was clay. We would go get it, we would play with it, and everybody would get clay, but nobody explained to us why clay was in that branch. Now, you helped me remember some of the things you found, or your brothers, or you heard was found in that area.
Well, we found rocks down there, and all sound of rocks. It was little rocks, big rocks, and some rocks down there, you couldn't pick them up.
How was they made in diagonals?
They were made sort of in square, and some of them was made in diameter.
All kind of like any of rocks?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. All artifacts?
All artifacts.
Did y'all throw them, or what did you do with it, try to see what you could do with them?
No, you couldn't throw them because it was too large.
And what about the small one?
Well, the small one, well, you didn't see too many small ones.
You didn't?
No.
What about the ground and the makeup of the branch? Did you ever find anything in there like we did when we was kids?
Well, we didn't find too much in the branch,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of frogs down there.
A lot of frogs?
Yeah, a lot of frogs.
What do frogs represent? Because I don't know.
Well, frogs represent
good breeding ground.
Yeah, good breeding ground for frogs.
Well, if frogs were breeding, it had to be something special in that area because the frogs was there.
Well, I imagine it would come from fishes. Both fish down there too.
Fished in that little, in that branch?
Yeah. So did Mr. Merbass. Fish down in there.
Fish was that?
Yeah, fish was down in that plate. Big fish.
Did you ever hear talk, it was a meal up there, you, Miss Hazel, you could come into, up there where the service station and that branch was named Fountain Branch, or do you know why, Miss Hazel?
No, they called it Fountain Branch, I mean, because It was deep in some places in hilly life, and it had a bridge to go across. So we crossed it many, many times, and plenty of tadpoles and frogs that my brother said was there.
Miss Harris told me that she was baptized in that branch. Y'all tell me about baptizing, or did you know anything about it?
Yeah, we had baptizing in there.
Who did? What church? Or who?
Bible Way Church. Mm-hmm. I remember the time that they baptized Mr. Al Thaw. He was baptized.
Who, tell me a little bit about Mr. Al Thaw. I never heard of him before.
Well, Mr. Al Thaw, he was a member of Bible Way Holiness Church.
Where did he live?
He lived on Front Street.
On Front Street? Was he white or black?
Black.
Do he have any relatives? Can you tell me who was his relatives, or one or two of his children?
Well, Ms. Austin. Austin was a relative.
What Austin? Henry Austin?
Yes. Ethel Austin.
Where did them Austin live?
They live on Front Street, too.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, who else? What other church baptized in that branch, or do you remember?
The Holiness Church.
Mount Zion
Holiness Church.
So, y'all had a lot of baptizing in that?
In that particular branch.
Oh, and it went on for quite a while.
It went on for quite a while.
But did you ever hear that it was a meal on that branch?
I never heard talk about a meal on that branch.
You never heard nobody say why they call that branch Fountain Branch?
Well, the reason why I decided they call it Fountain Branch because it was the only branch down in there,
mm-hmm.
running through there,
mm-hmm.
and they said Fountain Branch.
Mm-hmm.
That was the name of it.
Mm-hmm. And your mother, your father, this word Indian was passed down from one generation to the next generation. Now, did your parents say that it was Indian there? You heard somebody else, or who said it? Because it was passed in a family. Yeah. My Mike, a researcher.
Well, my mother said that it was Indian there, and it had the Indian sign down there. Things was carved on the trees, too.
What?
In the wood on the trees. You could tell if the Indian had been along and carved things on the trees.
Well, why didn't somebody come down there and take pictures or collect the stuff?
Well, at that time, things wasn't formed.
And you was, by you being black, and you not don't have the education and stuff, they wouldn't know. I know what you're saying. Even Dr. Hicks, Dr. Tom, even a black professional person wouldn't have thought that your mother and them, not you, but your mother and them, was telling the truth.
Right.
And then, like you say, nobody was, back those days, they just could do the research and errors, I understand that. Right. But who cut down all those trees and stuff?
Well.
As the years went along.
Well, the neighbors cut down some of the trees.
Mrs. Austin, did you ever get old enough to see any of this?
Yes, I did.
Okay, you tell me what you...
I went across the branch many times going over there to the place where it used to call the cotton mill, but now it's the Burlington Mill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I remember this thing, because I've passed it many, many times going over there to work for the people where you say called the cotton mill, but now it is the Burlington Mill. And to find it, they built up a lot, and they just did away with that going through there. And as of now, there's no pavement that goes through there, but the branch is still there in some part.
Tell me about, you remember Lewis Street, you had to go down in the branch across it and come up before they put a ditch in there and come in and put pipe in it. Do you remember when it wasn't pipe? That road was dirt?
Yes, I did.
Okay, tell me about it.
I can't tell you.
You didn't know that.
I didn't pay too much attention.
Because you was a girl.
Yeah.
I understand that. Uh-huh. How many girls was in the family?
Four of us all together.
How many was older than you?
All four.
All four of them?
All three of them.
All three of them. Did they live in Oxford after they got grown and got married?
Yeah, y'all lived.
They didn't ever leave Oxford?
No.
Okay. Mr. Winston, by you being a boy, you know that branch up and down. How far did you trace that branch going downward, going down to Ellick Peaston? How far did y'all go, all the way to the end or what? Tell me about that part.
Well, that branch would go all the way down, I said, approximately 3 miles. And we would go down there, hunt frogs on that branch. And then we hunt frogs and fish down there, and people would go and they would pass around I just didn't see it. I'm trying to think.
Okay, the branch goes by the shopping center.
Right.
It goes under 85.
Right.
It goes right on down back of the city's sewer system.
Right, right.
Did you know that river, that branch dumps into Tar River?
Yes, I do.
You knew that?
Yeah, yeah. After it went a certain distance out, mm-hmm. they claimed that it dumped in the river. They dumped in the river.
Mm-hmm. So the purpose of Indians, and I'm explaining, you had to travel with water because that's the only way you could get in areas because that's what clear.
Right.
So they'll stop there and clear out an area.
Right.
And okay, that's where Camp Town came from.
Yeah.
Because the Indians camped out there.
Yeah, Camp Indian
camp. And that was the Indian camp.
That's right.
Oh, okay. I didn't know why they called it Camp Town. Yeah. So that makes sense.
That makes sense.
So the Indians stayed there.
The Indians stayed there.
And they cut out and camped in that area.
That's right.
Before Oxford moved where it is.
Yes, it is.
I appreciate that information. That was very good explaining that to me. Now let's go back to where did y'all have to play when you was a little boy? Was there enough area in there to play?
Well, most time we go out there and play on the branch. We call it the branch because we go out there and jump across the pond and just have a good time down there on Sundays.
That's what you do after church?
Yeah, go out there and do after church.
In the summer?
And that's it.
Could you swim like that? Did anybody try to swim in there?
Well, tell something to it. We had a certain hole we go in and swim.
You did?
Yeah, had a certain hole.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's spot. We go and swim in.
So y'all had it wasn't polluted or nothing like it is now?
No, it was polluted.
And y'all had a good time?
Yeah, had a good time.
Uh-huh. Miss Hazel, let's talk about what you like to talk about. Let's talk about the church. What church, and tell me when you came up, what church you came up in, what you remember.
I came up in Mount Zion Holiness Church.
Where is that located at?
On Orange Street.
Uh-huh.
I stayed there until I was 18 years old. Then I moved up to the church on Herndon Avenue, which is the Apostolic Church of our Lord Jesus Christ.
That's what it was called?
Uh-huh.
Pronounce it again.
Apostolic, the Church of our Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith.
Okay, now I'm going to tell me about Sunday school.
Well, we attended Sunday school. I go to Sunday school there. Sunday school opened at 10 o'clock, mm-hmm. morning service at 11. And I break their paper, and I'm there as of now.
Now, do you remember when your other sisters and brothers, y'all could go to Sunday school ahead of your parents because you live so close to the church?
That's right.
They didn't have to see after you because you only live a couple blocks from the church.
Right.
Okay. Now, who was the minister of that church when you came along?
Well, when I was at Mount Zion Holiness Church, Bishop H.L. Fisher was the pastor.
What about the one on Orange Street?
That's the one on Orange Street.
Who was the pastor?
And as of now, Bishop T.E. Wilford is the pastor of the Church of our Lord Jesus Christ on Herndon Avenue.
Now, what minister there was before him?
Before. Bishop S.C. Johnson of Philadelphia, he organized the church in 1938.
That church came about in 1938, uh-huh. From out of another church?
We come out of the church in New York City.
What was the name of the church in New York City?
Church of our Lord Jesus Christ.
He came down here. What, he liked this area, or he had cousins or relatives, or what?
He had friends here.
And they talked to him in coming down here starting a church.
That's right.
And that church came out of the church in New York.
That's right.
What was the name of the church in New York?
Refuge Temple.
Okay. What was the minister name?
Bishop R.C. Lawson.
R.C.
Lawson.
Tell me something about him. How did he look, or was he married, or how many children he had?
Well, he didn't have any children, but he had...
Just guess.
Well, maybe I would say about three.
Mm-hmm. Or did he have a boy?
Yes.
Okay.
His name is Nathaniel Lawson.
And he came down in 1938.
That's right.
Where did he start? In a house first, in a storefront? Or what happened before the church was built? They tore that down and built it.
The Episcopal church there on Herndon Avenue used to be Episcopal church. Down below the Little Zion church. They were the name of the church before the pastor before he had to renovate it.
Episcopal church
down.
What was the name of the church that was sitting right there in the Orange Street yard? It was a church right
Little
there.
Little Zion.
Little Zion. And then where did Little Zion go once they left there?
They went back up there, man.
In front of where my office?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when he came from New York, he had enough money to build a church and come in here and start?
No, he stayed in that church. And they such a Henderson House, that was a church, that was a church, was a Episcopal church, I think.
What about?
Episcopal church, the church where we at now, where it's been renovated. When they first come here, that church was named Episcopal church, because Episcopal didn't get that church over there on Grammar Street. They moved over there,
Wait a minute now. You telling me that the Episcopal church that Mrs. Chavis them go to, up on
what
First...
What's that man name with that? You remember the man with that? I forgot his name, but anyway, that little church there, I got the picture of
it. Okay, we'll get it later. Now, Episcopal Church.
Maybe in front of the old grade school, the church they called there. Don't remember that church?
Okay, but he started. What was the Episcopal Church? Was it built or was it a house there?
Yeah, it was small.
It was a small church.
A little small, okay. Uh-huh. Okay, he had money, and they built a small church.
Yeah.
Okay, some
that's what people did. Before they built the church over there on Grammar Street.
Oh yeah, it had to been longer.
What was that preacher name? He died. Little brown skinned man. I can't think of the name.
You'll tell me sometime.
Everybody know he good on things.
Do you remember how long the Episcopal Church stayed there as you was a kid? How many years it stayed there? Just guessing.
Yes, and it stayed there 5-6 years. I know
more than that. I'd say about
20
years that
the
mission was there.
Okay, it was the Episcopal Church.
Uh-huh, it was the Episcopal Church. That man died, but Bishop Johns came in and used that church, because we used it, and Pastor Whipple came here, because and then he had it tore down and built a tenor block church.
Oh. I'm going to need something else out of you. I need to know who you remember that went to the Episcopal Church. Name some family or some people now that's living that went to that church.
Nobody.
Either one of y'all.
Nobody. They not. I don't remember nobody. Because at that time, I wasn't old enough to remember. And she might have been cute.
I'm 8 years old, I don't know.
What about the people that went to that church? Somebody attended in Oxford.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody in the neighborhood attended.
Yeah.
So what you tell me, if I go and do some more research in that area, I'll find somebody that can give me some more information too and can help me with it. Okay. Was Miss Hattie Hester? She was out in the country then.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to, I'll find out.
I'm from my brother. He might know.
Okay.
I'm just 1 year older than he is.
Okay. Now, let's go back. Tell me, what was your mother's name?
Anna. I want her maiden name.
I want it all.
Anna Ray Winston.
Ray.
Ray. Uh-huh.
Where did the Ray come from?
Come from that's her maiden name, because she had some brother named Jerry Ray, Jim Ray. Two brothers I know she had.
Okay. What about sisters?
She had no sisters. Then she had some half sisters. There was Emma Cheatham.
She had half sisters.
Uh-huh.
Who was Emma Cheatham?
She's on grandma's.
Did you ever see her?
Yeah, I did. On Olive Street.
That's your mother's
half sister.
And she was named what? Emma what?
Emma Cheatham.
Cheatham.
Emma Ray Cheatham.
Did you remember any more of her sisters or brother?
Yeah, Jerry Ray. That's her brother, Jerry Ray.
Jim Ray.
Jerry.
Okay, and another one?
That's all.
Okay, now, your mother was repeated again because I have to have it right. Her name was Anna. What was her middle name?
Anna Ray. She married Winston, Anna Ray Winston.
Okay. Tell me about did you ever see your grandparents on your mother's side?
See my who?
Your grandparents, your mother and sister.
No.
What about her?
On my daddy's side.
Uh-huh. Hey, tell me that.
Ella, her name is Ella Winston.
Uh-huh. Just on your father's side.
Uh-huh.
Tell me about it.
I don't know nothing about her. I don't know what she was before she married.
Your father, mother, you seen her?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
seen her. What was
her
dad's name?
Mm-hmm.
Nelson.
Yeah, I ain't never, but I've never seen her.
Her father was named Nelson what?
Her husband. I mean, her husband named Nelson Winston. What you got there?
I'm on your father's side now.
My father's side.
Uh-huh. You say your father's mother was named?
Nelson Winston.
Okay. What was the mother name?
Amanda Winston.
Amanda.
Uh-huh.
How you spell that?
A-M-A-N-D-A.
Where did they tell you they were born in?
They were born in Granville County, down there near Rock Springs.
Okay, I know where Rock Springs. Mm-hmm. Did your mother and them come up, did your father come up on the farm?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come up on the farm.
Where about?
My dad, in Granville County.
In Granville County.
What area?
I tell you.
Did they ever take y'all out there and show you where it was?
I tell you, Mr. Dean.
Francis Dean.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's down on Rye Road, by Floyd Grocery Store. Or is it another one up
there? Another one out there by
Wilson
place out there.
Suits Farm.
How you spell that suit?
S-U-I-T-T.
Okay. That's where your father came.
Yeah.
Okay. Was any of y'all ever on that farm with them?
I won't.
Well, it was so close to Oxford now. Yeah. You thought it was long. It ain't nowhere now. Okay. Did you ever know? We are still with your father. Your father came from the Suits farm or plantation. All right. What about his mother and father? Where did they come up on that farm too, or do you know?
Oh no, they've been back.
I got going back.
We only Winston.
I don't know nothing about Papa and Ella Winston. Ella Winston, that was my daddy.
I'm talking about your daddy's father.
Nelson Winston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what
all
you
hear. All I know about him is he just, I don't know nothing about him too much.
Okay, tell me about his mother then.
Amanda.
You telling me what somebody say, I understand that. You're not telling me what you know, but no. You didn't see her.
No.
Well, what did somebody say about her? Did he tell you how nice she was or what she did?
Yeah, she was,
okay, now we're going to leave your father's mother and father. Let's go to your mother's, your granddaddy on your mother's side. Did you ever see your grandparents on your mother's side?
No.
Where was your mother, where was the Rays born at?
The Rays were born in Granville County.
What area?
In Rock Springs.
Because I never know it was in a raise. In it. Do you know, name your uncles or brothers or sisters, somebody raised. Tell me some more of them.
Uncle Kenton.
What?
Uncle Kenton. Kenton.
Kenton.
Winston.
Uh-huh.
And,
I'm talking on your mother's side. There wouldn't be a Winston.
No. I don't know
them. Okay, then go name all your uncles on your father's side then.
Uncle Yule Winston, where the dead are living, Uncle Yule Winston, right. Uncle Kenton, Uncle Bear. What's that, Uncle Bear's Winston? What's
the
baby uncle name?
That's right. Was it girls?
Three boys.
Okay, and we're back to your father's side. Okay, I want to take you back again. Try to explain to me who went to New York and invited this minister down here, or who was his relatives that encouraged the minister to come down here and start a church.
There was a mother.
Who?
Sylvia Austin. Sister, mother Sylvia Austin.
Your mother's sister? Your...
She's the mother of the church. She come here. This was her native home.
Okay.
And she came here.
She's a mother of a church. Because uh-huh. You had to explain.
Well, what I'm saying is she's just a missionary. Missionary. Right. They said missionary Sylvia Austin.
She was born in Granville County.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In your family?
No, she's not in no family, but she was she going here and she knew the people here.
And she wanted to start a church.
She didn't start, but she came here and got in. As she was coming, came here, she got in touch with her pastor.
Uh huh.
She had him to come down
and look at it.
Uh huh.
And he decided he would come down.
Uh-huh.
Did he preach one Sunday and go back to New York, or did he stay here?
He stayed here for a while.
Where was his house located?
He stayed in the house of my mother. What's her name?
It was on Orange Alley. Then.
Is that where you live, man?
Yeah.
Record place?
Uh-huh.
The preacher stayed there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And he, let me clear the records on me about this. Was it ever a church where Mr. Willie Thornton lived? Or was it a house there and they preached in it? I heard some of that a church came out of that area, or you don't remember?
It might have been Mount Zion Church come out of that area.
I think Mount Zion.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I heard that too.
Yes, they had church there for a while.
In a house.
In the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people had church in the house when y'all came.
Yeah.
And then out of the house, it grew.
Yeah.
But can you think of that preacher's name? Or
Bishop H.L. Fisher.
He lived, that's who, where
he come from Durham, no.
Okay, and preach.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going back to the minister from New York with Sylvia Austin.
She was a missionary, Sylvia Austin. She, that was her pastor in Philadelphia, and she had him to come to North Carolina and carry on a revival for, I read, about 3 months more.
Okay.
He came back with him for until he had the church established.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see his wife or children?
Well, I mean, you know, children, so his wife, she came too.
And what was his name? What was the minister name?
S.C. Johnson. Bishop S.C. Johnson.
You put an S and a C and put John, okay. Johnson.
Yeah.
About how many years you think he was the minister? About 5 years or 4 years or what?
About 10 to 15 years
as
bishop.
So you remember him then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you stayed that long.
Yeah.
Y'all had a lot of history in that area. Did you know that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You did? Mm-hmm. There was a lot of history in that area where y'all came. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the neighborhood. Was it nice and everybody was very nice in there?
Yeah,
everybody was working together. And one family seemed like all family.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Tell me about Miss Mayfield. Y'all knew her.
Bessie
Mayfield?
Uh-huh. She was a nice girl.
See, y'all was there before her. I can help you with that. She lived over by Mary Palmer.
Yeah.
And then they moved in there. Mm-hmm. You remember that area?
Miss Bessie Mayfield. You know, Fred Mayfield, mama.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember.
Did she go to church in that area?
Yeah, she went to church.
Name some more people that was living in that area. When y'all
Maul Cruz, and Carol Homer, we did at the house where Pluton never lived in.
Uh-huh.
And Miss Annie Hunt, Paul Hunt mother. And Smith Hunt, they all grandma.
Who was Smith Hunt?
Miss Lizzie Bumper.
Yeah, I could tell you some old Charlie Hunt them came. From in that air too.
Yeah.
You remember
that?
Lisa Bumper, that's Charlie. Lisa Bumper
is Charlie's
mother. Huh? Lisa Bumper is Charlie's mother.
Charlie Hunt and Charlie's mother. Lisa Bumper.
Yeah. She was the Bumpers.
She married the last time she was a Bumper.
After the Hunt. Uh-huh. She married the Bumpers. Okay. Wasn't that a row of houses down that area?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's 3 or 4 story houses.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the church.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the house where Rough House mother used to live in right there at Birch. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yeah.
I seen that one.
Yeah,
that's the one I seen. All right, now tell me about, look, we can't leave without Major Sample in the market. All right, now tell me the story of that area.
Yeah,
come on, you remember that.
I remember that in the market. I stayed there a long time. And
come on,
I really appreciate
tell me, how did he get in there?
Was it
a house or whatever?
It was a house. It was a cafe. Mr. Lujan had a cafe there.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Benny Lujan
had a cafe in that spot, but he moved there. You remember that?
Yeah, Benny.
Tell me about Mr. Lujan.
Well, Mr. Lujan run the cafe there, and he got sick and he died, and his wife run it for a while. And
what was his wife's name?
Don't shoot her, because that's her mother.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know her maiden name or anything? Or you just can't call her?
I can't call her.
Okay. I will get back with you, and you will help me with that. So, Little John built that.
For a restaurant. Yeah, restaurant.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Was that before Stanford Hammond's store?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
So everybody in town, was that the first restaurant, or that was the community restaurant?
Yeah, that's right.
It was a community restaurant?
Yeah, community restaurant.
Okay, and people came from all over town to eat with her?
Yeah.
Do you remember when it was started, or when it closed out, or you have an idea?
I don't know. It started
in 1920.
Okay, now was there a restaurant there before Mr. D built that barbershop and all that, built that in there?
I think it was D barbershop.
What was in there? Houses was in that area or what?
No, it was vacant lots in there. Mm-hmm. And the church was up in there. And Mr. D built that store there after he decided to build that. Then this cafe came over there. They built over there.
And then he had a restaurant in his building. Yeah, I remember that.
After they went out of business, Little John went out of business, he did.
Okay, now Irvin, I come on, tell me the truth now, because I'm going to tell you what I know about Mr. Sample. Come on, Major Sample. So sold meat there. Yeah. You know, Major didn't look too clean for me as a little boy, but you tell me about it. What kind of meat he had in there?
Okay.
Okay. How long did he I know when he left. I can tell you about. Tell me a little bit about it. He half come to work, had meat when he did, when he didn't, and everything, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to tell y'all what he was doing when I learned, Mr. Major Sam. He was selling corn liquor.
Yeah, he was selling that too.
He was selling corn liquor, and the market was a front.
He was making them. He was exchanging.
Mr. Weston, now, when I was going to school down there, and I used to go in as a little boy because I was curious, mm-hmm. and it really didn't look clean because we didn't have no health inspectors and stuff like that. And in a black neighborhood, they really didn't care what he sold there. It was just a blind, turn your head, I don't see, forage the food and the meat. But as he got older, he went into the liquor business, and he found out that was a good way. Yeah. And people coming there buying meat, they was coming buying liquor.
Yeah.
And that was his sauce and how he made money.
Yeah, he made money.
And, well, he was honest. Tell me about, was he good? Whenever I go in there, he fussed at us because we teased him. Was he a passionate man and everything?
He was a good man. He was a good-hearted man.
Well, he was shrewd. He knew business then. You know, wasn't he a shrewd business?
Most everybody felt a lot of it.
And respect
him. Yeah, and respect him too.
Yeah. That's why his son had such respect in this town.
Yeah.
Did you know where he came from or anything?
I don't know where he come from. I sure don't.
Where was he living at?
He was living over there on Princeton.
Okay, I know. Okay, the same place.
Yeah.
He was a nice man.
Yes, he was.
Man, he kept a lot of friends. A lot of people was friends of him other than his business part.
Right.
But they would go in there and visit with him and everything else and sit and talk and gossip.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what I remember as a kid.
You're
right. So you have a lot of history in your community.
Right.
And I'm glad you told me about the restaurant. That's another thing I didn't know. And so, now, let's get back to your parents in the church. Were your mother a good hard worker in the church?
Yes, she was very hard worker. She was the president of the missionary board. Worked hard spiritually and physically.
Father too?
Yeah.
Was he a digger?
No, he was a minister.
Oh, your father was a minister?
Yeah, James Weston was a minister.
Where was
he? Had a little church up there.
Berea.
Oh, okay.
That's me. My brother is a man.
I was going to ask you which parents got him. Where did he get it from? Oh, so your father was a minister.
He got that from the same quartet.
Who did?
My brother.
He did?
Yeah.
He had the vision and the go ahead. I put from his dad because his daddy was a minister. His mother was a good missionary. I'm just like her.
That's good. How did he get back and forth up there then? They had transportation?
My daddy had a T-mile boat.
A
28 mile. And he bought that T-mile boat and went to New York on it.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
From Oxford to New York.
New York, from that T-mile boat.
How many weeks did it take him to get there?
I'm just kidding. Well, it took him about 4 days.
But he got that.
He got that.
Since you mentioned your father had a T-mile phone, y'all kids lived pretty good, didn't you?
Well,
your father was a good provider.
You're a good provider.
He had a close-knit family, didn't he?
Yeah.
He kept y'all close.
Yeah, he kept them close.
And that helped?
And helped. You ain't got no co-brother.
Well, no, y'all don't. Everything I know about y'all is church. I don't know anything else about y'all, but church. That's what I know about y'all. Y'all, you know, you just lived in a church. And so, did your father take ministry from his parents, or they carried, he was guided into it by his parents?
He was guided into it by his parents, I believe.
Uh-huh. Was he a good minister?
He was a good minister. He was a good provider.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to Kitchener College.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good education.
Where was he born, or what area?
He was born in Garmin County.
He was born at, if your father went to Kitcher College, it wasn't no slavery on his side.
No, he wasn't on slavery.
How old was your father when he died?
79.
79. Okay. And did you know his father's age?
I didn't know.
Okay. If your father went to Kitcher College and lived down in Rock Spring area, his parents was not in slavery in the 1800s because he went to college. Was he a light-skinned man, though? Did he have white parents or anything?
No, he was dark-skinned.
He was?
Yeah.
And after Kitcher, he went into the church, Kitcher was a church school.
Yeah.
Because I went there, too. Yeah, you have to take... That's what it... AME Zion or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. That was the denomination that sponsored Kitcher College.
Right.
Okay, so that's how your father got in it. And what did he do after the church in Berea? That was the last one he passed, or did he come in town as he fell, health fell?
He stayed out there until his health fell.
Mm-hmm.
A small church out there.
Uh-huh. What happened to the people in the church? Did he go into a school? What did they mean?
He wasn't in no school.
I'm talking about after he finished.
Oh, I don't know. After Papa died, I never did go back at that too much.
And you never remember that another? Those people just went into other churches.
The thing got tight. My daddy had to. The thing got so tight one time, it put pressures on him.
In 32?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he had to put sawdust in the tires to get to church something.
Wait a minute now, I never heard of this. Tell me this, what you're saying, I believe you, but it's describe, true. I know that. Now, let's talk, you feel the
put the tires in it, and put the sawdust in the tire, uh-huh. And pump it up. And that was holding.
What, as you turn that, it turns over, you put,
yeah.
Do you feel a whole tire?
The
whole tire?
Yeah.
And put it on back on.
Back on and then put the air in it.
And what did the purple sawdust, make it rise smoother?
Make it rise smooth.
Where did he get that idea from?
I don't know.
Was that the first one you ever seen him do?
That's the first time I ever seen it done.
And never seen nobody else do it?
No, sure.
And you didn't copy behind him?
No.
Put sawdust in the tire.
Everybody know too.
Oh, okay. That was a smart. Put sawdust in the tire.
Yeah, in the tire.
And put it back on.
Yeah.
And as it turned, it gathers air.
Yeah, gathers air.
It takes in air.
Yeah.
Did that? What? It made the tire last long, or it was inflated?
Make it last long. It wouldn't run on the rim. It wouldn't run on the rim.
It run smooth.
Run smooth.
Okay. So, who passed first, mother or daddy?
My dad.
Well, dad passed first.
Where was he buried at?
Cemetery.
Huh?
Harrisburg.
He's buried down there.
Yeah.
How long did mother live after father passed?
I think she lived about 5 or 6 years.
Who did the sewing? The mother sewing a sewing machine, a hand, or what?
Sewing machine and hand.
Where did y'all get y'all water from when y'all lived in Camptown?
We got it from there.
Before they had a speaker.
I don't know nothing about
it. Did you always have lights when you lived in the city?
We had no light, but lamp light.
That's what I thought. The streets weren't paved or nothing.
No.
You remember when Grammar Street wasn't paved?
No street at all in Oxford.
And you had to, now, you say that you had lamps.
Yeah, lamps.
Okay, but you got, the city had speakers running water.
Yeah, speakers running water.
They did.
Yeah.
Okay, now, tell me about the lamps and the light at night. How did you get the city lit up at night?
It won't no light, you can see.
Okay, now I'm going to help you a little bit. You, tell me, you know Mr. Gerd that live over in Gerd Alley. What was his name?
Garrett.
Mm-hmm. It was Garrett. Oh, that where Mr. You know where Mr. Love Rogers and them used to live?
Yeah, I remember.
It was called Garrick Alley. You ever see Mr. Garrick?
No, I ain't never seen him. I know he's called Garrick Alley. Yeah,
okay, let me tell you what he used to do. You had lamps on every pole. He would go around and light them at night. He or somebody would go back in the day and put them out. Now, I'm going to tell you where the only pole is in Granville County, and I would like to have it. Charles Cooper Cleaners. Remember she Lee Sharpner Cleaners?
Mm-hmm.
You look at that pole when you go by, and you'll say, I remember that pole. It still has the arms and everything. That's the only one I have seen in Oxford. Might be another, but I have been looking for them. And when you ride by there, you'll remember that. And when you see me, you'll say, Eddie, I remember those poles.
Mm-hmm.
And they was all over town.
Yeah.
Because, see, that's a black area. And if they put one there, you know they was all over town. I know you forget,
mm-hmm.
but that's what Mr. Garrick did.
Yeah.
It's what I was told by Mr. Jones
mm-hmm.
and the people on Penn Avenue told me mm-hmm. that Mr. Garrick would light the lamps and put them out the next
mm-hmm.
day. You had, that's what you had too.
Mm-hmm.
So you people had lamps. What about what school did y'all start off in?
I started the greatest school there on the Orange Street and the Henry Avenue the Street for the youth for the community, not for the community, anyway, we called from our church.
Okay, let's walk it slowly.